This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Amanda Suffolk from the Eye on the Target radio show.
As you can easily tell, neither of us are Bill. Bill's walking pneumonia came back with a vengeance. There's one requirement to do this job. You have to be able to breathe. He can't type it in. For us regular listeners, please send Bill your best wishes. We had to throw this show together in a hurry. I want Bill back here just as soon as he's healthy. Amanda, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, first I want to apologize if we take Bill's show and run it right off the rails like a crash. That's not our intention at all, but just watch, listen, and learn. Maybe something good will happen or bad will happen.
Wait a minute. You just spent the last two evenings on running your own radio show, haven't you?
You got it. So, yeah, my name's Amanda Suffolk, and I am the co-host of Eye on the Target Radio based out of Ohio, where we do a question and answer gun show that is on an FM talk station. Imagine that. Guns on a talk station in the heart of rock and roll. That's the way we play. So that's kind of what I'm bringing to the game.
On top of that, you're a firearms instructor.
Yeah.
You have your own charity to fund firearms instruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wrote the book on concealed carry fashion shows.
Well, nobody else had, and somebody had to. That seems to be, if there's one theme about all of the stuff that I do, it's really this thing where I have, my co-host says that I have sucker tattooed on some vulnerable part of my keister. So it's kind of like if nobody else is doing it, step up and make it happen. And that's kind of how I Am the Target Radio started, the concealed carry fashion shows, and then the manual for it. Because it was like nobody else had really put anything together. And why should we recreate and recreate and recreate something that works successfully? So let's share it and allow people to be successful and to gain ground. If they take what you've done and use that as a footer, they can accomplish so much more. And then they can show us how cool that is and what they've done, and then we can all learn from that.
That's just like our two guests that we have on right now.
I'm so excited that they're here and joining us.
We have Charlie Cook from Riding Shotgun with Charlie.
Hey there, guys. What is happening? Thanks for having me on.
Now, Charlie, describe Shotgun with Charlie, will you? Just a brief overview.
Basically, what it is I will pick somebody up and drive them around and interview them while we drive around in a car.
So you're an Uber driver with a camcorder.
Something like that. Something like that. I don't charge these people, and they don't pay me. So, and I don't pay them either. So that's what I like about it.
And it's not one camcorder. He's got cameras coming in all different directions.
Yes, I am so happy to see that Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is on Netflix because I watch it, and it's now homework.
We also have Mandy Devineau. Hello, Mandy.
Hello. Thanks for having me on tonight, guys.
So we've got three firearms instructors. Each of us are local activists, and then a little more. Mandy, I really like your story, and I want to share it with our listeners. You had just an ordinary question. I moved to Massachusetts. I'm not in Boston. I'm outside of it. My kids are in 4-H. why isn't there a shooting component here the same way there is in 48 other states? What happened next?
Exactly. So I asked that question and got a hold of my state educator for 4-H, and it was a matter of funding and manpower, which most nonprofit organizations have that issue. So I set about for the next 2 years trying to find a way to get the funding. And I had some really great friends and still have friends at the Division of Fish and Wildlife here in Massachusetts. And they were willing to really help us get our foot in the door for 4-H shooting sports program by supporting us for the first 3 years. And if you don't know anything about 4-H, we are a club organization run through our land-grant university in each state. And UMass Amherst happened to be our land-grant university, so they pretty much controlled the 4-H program. And they said no to a fully funded program. And it was
heartbreaking. Because it was firearms.
They won't come out and say it, but there's definitely that social bias there that firearms are scary.
Wow.
Let's sweep it under the rug instead of helping children learn safety when it comes to firearms.
They would never call themselves anti-gun bigots, would they?
They won't come out and say it, but that's kind of how I felt.
Well, but you didn't stop there. What happened next? And why did you ever get involved with Charlie Cook?
Exactly. Because he offered me candy to get in his car. That's what it was.
Ah, that's...
Truth to be told, it wasn't a car. It was a white van.
Oh, Charlie. So Charlie and I knew each other from helping out at Gun Owners Action League, or GOAL, events, and helping to promote firearms education throughout the state. And we just became friends from that point on. I think I can call you a friend, right, Charlie?
Yes, of course. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if so, you want me to call you my friend.
Well, it depends on the day.
Oh, exactly.
So Charlie and I, he's the reason I met Amanda Suffercool. Thank you for your wonderful book that I'm using to work on our own concealed carry firearms show here in Mass. And Charlie jumped at the opportunity to be our master of ceremonies for this event. I'm hoping that we can make a bigger impact in the state of Massachusetts if we help supply firearms education and knowledge to women, mothers in the group or throughout the state. And maybe that'll make a change, you know, just because they said no to last year, maybe there'll be a shift in the next 2 years. We can only hope, and we can only try to do better.
Mandy, I'm a little confused here. Are you trying to introduce firearms to the public through the fashion show, or are you using it to raise money for something else?
Oh, we are using it to raise money for Massachusetts Women's Leadership and Firearms Summit. And again, my wonderful friends at the Division of Fish and Wildlife are helping us out by supplying the training facility for the non-live fire, and then the Auburn Sportsman's Club are supporting us the following day in a live fire defensive pistol course.
So
we are trying to get women out and knowledgeable about firearms.
So this fashion show is a twofer.
It is.
Gotcha.
It's a fundraiser. Correct.
Well, it's a demonstration where we get nobody can Katie Couric your event. Meaning you get to define what we look like rather than have somebody else define us. And then you're
Absolutely.
Using the funds to do some grassroots development.
Yes, we are working closely with two organizations, Massachusetts Women Gun Owners, which was started a little over a year ago. It's an online forum for women to network and get to know other female shooters in the Massachusetts state. And
Mandy,
then just be
Mandy,
helpful.
Yep. Mandy, you're going to have to tell us more about that. We're going to go to break in 10 seconds.
Okay.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris. She's Amanda Suffercool. They're trying to save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. They need all the help they can get. Back after this break. Yeah.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Amanda Sefacool, and we've got a bunch of performance stars with us. Mandy, I just realized what's in common for all of us here. All the people here have stood up to be counted. Amanda speaks on the radio. Charlie's a band, you know, been on the road with a touring rock band, and you've been in fashion shows before, haven't you?
I've been in a couple, yes, but not in the way that you think. No. I had to wear a cowboy hat and ride a horse.
Okay, so fill us in. How did you get a horse in a fashion show?
Okay, so it's the Miss Rodeo America pageant. But first, you have to compete at your state level. And that was a long time ago, back in 2000, that I got this crazy idea that I wanted to be Miss Rodeo Wisconsin because I loved rodeo, loved public speaking from my years in 4-H and FFA, and put the two together and was able to represent my home state in the 2001 Miss Rodeo America pageant. So in that pageant, you are not just well-put-together, well-spoken young woman, you also have to know how to ride a horse. So we would have a horsemanship competition as well. So that's where the horse comes into the beauty contest.
Okay. Okay. So what did you teach the horse, or what did the horse teach you that now plays into what you're doing in this advocacy portion?
Well, my mom's favorite saying, especially when you get bucked off, get back on that pony and show them who's boss. So even when you reach disappointments at some point, get back on and start heading in another direction, because you're never down for long. You just have to keep moving forward and find that niche where you can do the most good. I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned from being around horses and cattle my entire life.
Okay. So tell us, how did you get... I know my story about how I got to a concealed carry fashion show, but what puts you to where you're like, aha, I'm going to go from 4-H and the fact that they will not fund a shooting program for my kids to I'm going to host a concealed carry fashion show? Because that's just a natural step forward there.
Well,
yeah, explain.
So the natural, yeah, the natural step to me was, well, now we have a bias. We have a firearms bias in the state of Massachusetts. So how do we build that bridge? And as a mother, we are able to teach our children skills that they may not get other places. And especially here in Mass, if you don't know someone that's in the firearms world, you may not have that opportunity as a youth to be exposed to it. So why not go after the moms, right? Go after the women who are teaching the children firearms knowledge and safety. And that's where we needed to think outside of the box for entertainment for women to maybe get them to come out of their shell a little bit more. And after I had the opportunity to talk with Amanda about her show, it just seemed like the perfect fit for, you know, a mostly male-dominated genre out here for shooting sports. So I think it's going to be a good event to garnish some more excitement about women and taking control of our own protection and learning a new skill.
Well, I personally think it's a really good step. It really is a bridge, because women think about fashion shows as fun and entertaining. And they think about concealed carry as in the mechanics of how do I do this. And they all carry around this fear that as soon as they put on a gun, somebody's going to see it. They're going to see a lump, and they're going to be like having a neon sign on.
Right.
Does this gun make my arms look too big?
Right.
Good save, Rob. Good save.
Rob, you said you were going to come out and model the thigh holster in a skirt. Is that what I heard?
That'd be really cool. I'll have to see if I can get up to Massachusetts to help you. But that's okay. Now, women can be, under certain situations, a little more body conscious than guys. You know, look at the way we barely can get ourselves clothed. But everybody, when they become a concealed carrier, they have that feeling a little bit like, oh, no, everybody sees that I'm wearing a gun. Except
right.
This fashion show shows them that, no, nobody sees it at all.
Right. And there's different ways to carry, too, for a female as well. And then we have to think about, well, what about that mom with the toddler or the baby on her hip? Well, how is she going to carry comfortably? So we want to make sure that we offer a variety of different types and areas on the body in which to carry for women as well. And men, we will have men on the stage too.
Well, and I was going to ask that next, to say, is it a unisex show, or so
it
what
is
kind
a unisex
of mix
show.
Is it? How many men to how many women?
It's about 2/3 women and 1/3 men.
Yep. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, because frankly, once guys, they pick 2-3 different places to carry, and they're good, because you know
we're done.
They're truly not a really conscious.
And my feeling about that too, and I even told my husband, I said, "Honey, the girls need some eye candy up on stage too, so we had to get some guys in there."
There you go. Rob has a really. This is a completely different Rob than Rob Morris. My partner on the radio show with me is Rob Campbell, and he talks about the fact that he carries, because we now have more Mandy's, Amanda's, Rob's, all of us going. We only have one Charlie.
Okay.
he carries kind of around the side, you know, 4 o'clock position.
Okay.
And he carries his grandkids around, and he's like, Stella just puts her foot on the grip of his gun and gets some good traction there.
This is a granddaughter?
Yes.
Ah.
So his granddaughter, Stella, he's like, she's got one foot kind of wedged down in there. So, you know, a good holster is critical. And so it's good, it's sturdy, it's safe, and it's a ladder if you're one and a half.
It's Stella
I guess
proof.
If you need the ladder. Yeah, it's Stella proof. That's cute.
So how did you, as we start to head into the next segment, because we've got a little bit of time here, how did you get this reprobate, Charlie, to be involved in your fashion show with you?
I use the term voluntel. So he thinks he's volunteering, but I tell him that he's doing it. I learned that term a long time ago once I started 4-H Club. Voluntel is the best way to get people to help you out.
Nice. It was almost. I don't want to say almost that easy. She said, "Hey, I'm going to be doing a fashion show for Goal, and do you know anyone who might be interested in emceeing it?" And I said, "Yeah, Amanda Suffolk would be great." And she said, "If Amanda can't do it, do you want to?" I said, "Well, yes, I'll be number two. That's okay."
Okay, well, we'll hear more about this when we come back. You guys, everybody's listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, though we're not Bill Frady, and we're trying to do him justice.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Amanda Suffolk from the Eye on the Target Radio Show.
We have our friends from the Massachusetts Gun Owners Action League, Mandy Devineau and Charlie Cook. They're trying to change the culture around firearms. You know, when they won't let 4-H even have the they have to be one of the 2 states in the union that won't let 4-H have a shooting segment. Yeah, it's not
true.
About safety. It's about culture. Hey, but Charlie, we've let you sandbag this whole thing. we're sneaking up on you. You have a showbiz experience and you've done this before.
I have. I did Amanda's Realize FAC Concealed Carry Fashion Show last February. So it was that was a lot of fun. I was honored that Amanda asked me to do that with her. So I was obviously when Mandy decided to do this, she hit me up and said, "Hey, I want someone to do this." And I said, "Well, I was voluntold, as she told you."
But you both had been active in goal, and then you found out that you had both common backgrounds and recognized the common need of, you know, taking the advocacy to the streets, as it were. Or the runway, I guess.
There we go. I actually interviewed Mandy for Riding Shotgun with Charlie. She was one of the people that I, the summer that I started doing all this, and I'm like, I need to get some videos and interviews. So I knew she was a female instructor, and I knew her through all of the things at Gun Owners Action League. So we talked about the 4-H thing, and I had the video unedited, and then she called me up, and she's like, all right, all that 4-H stuff is out the window. She got into a big fight with the University of Massachusetts, and she's like, we can't use any of that. So I'm like, all right, we'll have to do something else. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so lo and behold, the fashion show comes up, and she asked me if I'd do it. I said, of course, I'll do whatever I can. I'm always up for having a fun time, and I found out there's a limited number of tickets to this event, and hopefully they all get purchased by women, because then it'll be me with 125 women, and you know,
okay, that's just like Charlie in his natural habitat. That's kind of what I'm
thinking. I will completely say yes, and not because I'm whatever sleazy or anything like this. I actually grew up with a pack of women, so being around women is easy and comfortable for me.
You are a music instructor in addition to being a firearms instructor, right?
Yes, a music instructor. I've been a band teacher. I spent 10 years playing in a Motown disco funk band. So being in front of people is pretty it doesn't scare me as much as it used to.
You're getting over it.
I am. I'm working my way through it.
I understand that Mandy's got some considerable accomplishments. I assume she hired you because you're a pretty face?
No.
That's exactly why I hired Charlie. Pretty face. And Charlie, by the way, I have room in our program if you want to put a match.com ad in there for yourself.
Thanks. Charlie's our MC.
You guys can see why we're friends.
Yeah. Oh, this is a tough crowd.
When you do the next fundraiser, you know, the Sell a Bachelor, there you go.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right. All for the cause. All for the cause.
It's starting at 25 cents.
Oh,
I want you to share. You've both been firearms instructors in Massachusetts. Share how crazy that is. Which one of you wants to go first?
Well,
Charlie, why don't you go first?
Voluntarily. There we go.
All right. Well, I taught a class this past weekend. I taught a Utah class on Cape Cod, and I was telling people that, you know, I tell them when I talk with my friends in free America, that we have all these ridiculous laws, and we go through a lot of the, you know, we go through, like, we can't have post-ban 94 magazines, we can't have post-ban high-cap magazines, but we can have pre-ban high-cap magazines. And unless you're really, really, really into it, you don't know that the Glocks used to have a U-notch versus the squared notch and the ambidextrous magazine release and the steel reinforcement and all that other stuff. So your typical person's not going to know any of this. So when they hear you've got a high-cap magazine, they think you're breaking the law, and it's completely insanity. I do tell people it's pretty easy to get a gun license. You sit through a gun safety class. It's 4 hours non-live firing. And I had a lot of people like, whoa, you don't have to do live firing? I thought you did. I'm like, no, one of the classes does not have live fire. So, and I know I shared a couple, a bunch of other, you know, welcome to the Commonwealth stories, as I call them. One of the fun ones is we had a couple different types of licenses. We had a Class B license, which allowed you to have a large capacity rifle and shotgun and a non-large capacity handgun. But you could not have a large capacity handgun unless you had the license to carry Class A. And basically what that said is the chief of police trusted you with an AR-15 with a 1911, but he wouldn't trust you with a Glock.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other irony, too, that I'll add to teaching here in Mass as well is we have two licenses now, a LTC license to carry and then an FID card, which stands for Firearms Identification. And the Massachusetts term of firearm basically means pistol. However, with an FID card, you cannot own a pistol. So they're contradicting themselves in their terminology here in Massachusetts, which I find completely ironic as well.
And I can have a shotgun, but not a Glock.
With the old Class B license, but yeah, with the FID card, with the firearms identification card, you can only have non-large capacity rifles and shotguns.
Whoever wrote that law, had they ever seen a shotgun when they wrote it?
Well, you know, a lot of gun laws are made by people who are not just anti-gun people, but not gun people, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think we see that in all states where somebody who's writing the legislation doesn't really have a clue as to what it is. In Ohio, we had open carry before we had conceal carry. And so I can open carry my gun and I can conceal carry my gun. But when they first passed conceal carry, I couldn't get in the car with a concealed carry gun, yet I could open carry. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
As soon as you got in the car and closed the door, it went from open carry to conceal carry, and then it was just, and so you see that kind of thing where it flips and it turns in all of these states where they don't really have an idea. I think that's why it's so critical that I do what I do, that Rob Morris does what he does, and that you guys do what you do, which is advocate for the Second Amendment and educate about the Second Amendment in a nice, non-confrontational kind of way.
Absolutely. I was telling someone in a class this past weekend, I said, hey, listen, non-gun folks make gun laws. If they're wrong about my topic, what else are these politicians wrong about?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they're wrong about 4-H. That's one.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that annoys me, too, in the state is to apply for a license to carry, it's $100 each time you apply. Right? None of that comes back into any type of firearms education or safety training. Nothing. No preventative, like Eddie Eagle program, back to help our youth identify dangers and how to deal with those situations. Nothing comes back. It's because of Gun Owners Action League and individuals like Charlie and ourselves that help support safety training in the state, not Massachusetts.
That's amazing. So you're going to have to tell us more about that when
we
got to
come back with break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail, and you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio with Rob Morris of the Self-Defense Gun Stories and Amanda Suffolk of Eye on the Target Radio. And we have two guests, Charlie Cook and Mandy Devineaux. So, Mandy, tell me, we're talking about you, the Conceal Carry Fashion Show, and we've talked about details, and we've talked about the fact that Charlie is the MC and that it's unisex. And give me a little more detail, specifically, when it is, where it is, and how can somebody get tickets?
Oh, absolutely. The show will be held at the Bass Pro store in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They've been gracious enough to host it for us. And you can, March 9th, from 6 to 9 p.m., and tickets can be purchased at the Goal, GOAL.org website. Or you can go on to our Massachusetts Women Gun Owners site, which is womengunowners.org, to purchase tickets for that. Oh, somebody's in trouble. I hear the sirens. Charlie, is that you?
I'm not riding shotgun. I'm riding in the back of the cop car.
Again.
Sorry.
So you guys are saying you're doing the fashion show to raise money for the next event that you're putting on. So why don't we switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about, it's called the Women's Summit?
Yeah, Women's Leadership and Firearms Summit. And we were holding that April 7th at the Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. It's an all-day event in Westboro, Massachusetts. And then April 8th is our live fire defensive pistol course from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Auburn Sportsman's Club in Auburn, Mass. We have a lot of, improve your leadership skills, sharpen your self-defense techniques, mass gun laws, hunting guns, competition, advocacy, gun skills, and more.
I'm telling you, this one I'm going to make because my event is the same time as your fashion show, so I can't be there. But the Women's Forum, the Women's Summit,
you
darn,
are going to be there. I'm excited.
Yeah, so I am too. So tell us the backstory of how did you decide that this two-day event was what you wanted to do? And is Charlie in that too? Was he voluntold for that too?
Well, he's giving back to me on that. You know, he has such a busy life. He's not sure if he can do it.
Charlie. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I think I am. I am. I think I'm available that weekend. And I, since Amanda Suffolkill is coming out, how can I not?
I know. We're going to have to go out for a couple of beers afterwards.
I thought we'd go out for beers before, but afterwards is okay, too.
No handling firearms before. You know that.
Right.
Such a bad influence, Charlie.
I know. I really am.
So the idea for this was brought about because we have an online forum on Facebook, Instagram, that's called the Massachusetts Women Gun Owners, and we kept having the same questions over and over and over again. And how do we help people by reaching out to them, you know, all over the internet? We need to have a focused event where they have hands-on skills. So we've got trainers from in the state and out of the state, manufacturers that are coming out to help us put this on so that we can help women with those skills that they are new to or they need a little bit more support. And then, Amanda, you're coming out to help me to really build the leadership in firearms out here for our women. So we have women that have been shooting for years and they're ready to take that next step and to help be a mentor and an instructor at some point. So I can't wait to have you come out and really get these women involved in shooting sports and see all the avenues in which they can use their talents to become advocates.
I'm telling you, and it's so much fun. I mean, we're going to have to talk more about exactly kind of which direction, because I'm like a squirrel. It can be any direction you want it to go, because you just kind of look at it and go, oh, yeah, we could do that, and then we could do this, and I can get them involved in, we can do all kinds of things. Sometimes you're only limited by the amount of sleep that you actually need to exist.
That's true.
That is a good
motto
right
there. I'll
keep
my children down so they don't keep you up all night.
So, Charlie, what new stuff do you have on the horizon?
Well, Amanda, before you go on.
Amanda, okay.
For this Women's Summit, tell me about the experience level required, the age, the cost, you know, all those boring details.
Absolutely. So there's really no age set. As long as you're youth, if you decide to bring your youth, they just need to be able to understand basic firearm safety. Now, on the 7th, we're not going to have any live fire. So younger youth may be acceptable for it. The cost for April 7th is $55. And any age, any level of gun knowledge is welcome. We will place you in the appropriate class. We've also offered information on each class. So the person that's applying will know where they should be. And we can tailor that on our registration forms on womengunowners.org, we have questions, what's your experience level? So we'll make sure that we either build that class up or we bring it back down to help those no matter where they're at. And then the April 8th, that will be 2-hour slots of time, and it's just a suggested donation of $20 to Gun Owners Action League for supplying the class for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are the dirty details. So we try to make it affordable, and that comes through the fundraising at the fashion show. So if you can, please buy the tickets for the fashion show, because that helps us support the Women's Leadership and Firearms Summit. And just one final thing on that. Gentlemen, if you get your women, I'm sorry, your ladies, into firearms, they generally don't push back when you want to buy that new gun. So it's really benefiting you.
It's really a win-win, isn't it?
Right?
Now, if
right?
They
the only thing I say when my husband comes home is, can I shoot it too? That's all I say anymore.
Now, if someone were just over the line in Connecticut or New Hampshire, would they be welcome?
They would be very welcomed, although the mass gun law might confuse them just a little bit.
Yeah. I tell people when I teach a class, I say, if you're confused by the gun laws, I am explaining it properly.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. I'm so looking forward to this because it just sounds like so much fun. When you were talking about the different levels of the gals and sorting them out, it really brought to mind the way that we were at a conference for A Girl and a Gun in Texas last year. And they do that so well in sorting the gals and sorting them by experience. And they had them like they were sort of like the Boy Scouts do with the Cub Scouts and the Weeblos. And they had them all. They were kind of color coded and the girls knew where they were. It was just it was so, so well done that if you need some guidance and advice there, I can do an introduction to Robin and Julianne. And I'm sure they'll give you some pointers.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, easily done. Because, and then immediately thereafter, they're going to talk to you about the fact that they don't have a chapter up there. And you sound like you have some extra time. No, I don't know.
No, God, no, I don't have any extra time. Please don't.
I just think, I mean, I want to say thank you to you guys because I just love it when you run into someone who sees a need and picks up the advocacy flag and runs with it. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. And then Charlie gets to be the ham on stage at the same time.
Right. That's just a bonus.
Charlie, what's
the
name? Yeah,
he's so heartbroken over that.
I know, right?
It's a sacrifice, but God, he's brave.
Someone's got to do it.
Charlie, what's your training organization and how do people find you?
Well, when I teach courses, I call myself Personal Shooting Instruction, and I've got a Facebook page and a website that's just personalshootinginstruction.com. The Riding Shotgun stuff is, you can be found on YouTube and on Facebook if you just look for Riding Shotgun with Charlie. Speaking of fashion, the episode that I put out today has Autumn Mae Dillon, who, she's an instructor, she's been in the fashion shows, and, I got to do a Facebook live video with her when we were at Dealey Plaza after the GRPC last year.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah,
she's
a lot of fun. And I made that part of the interview, so that's out in audio in the podcast and on the YouTube videos also. So that was a lot of fun.
Okay. Hey, Rob, you want to take us out the end?
I will. We got 20 seconds. Mandy, remind us one last time where we can find your women's group in Massachusetts.
It's at womengunowners.org, or you can find the show tickets at goal.org.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back with Julianna Crowder in the next segment.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.